Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, July 20, 2020 is Apollo 11. Apollo 11 was the space flight that first landed humans on the moon. Commander Neil Armstrong and Lunar Module pilot Buzz Aldrin formed the American crew that landed the Apollo Lunar Module Eagle on July 20, 1969, at 2017 UTC. Armstrong became the first person to step onto the lunar surface 6 hours and 39 minutes later on July 21 at 2:56 UTC. Aldrin joined him 19 minutes later. They spent about 2.25 hours together outside the spacecraft, and they collected 47.5 pounds, 21.5 kilograms, of lunar material to bring back to Earth. Command Module pilot Michael Collins flew the Command Module Columbia alone in lunar orbit while they were on the moon's surface. Armstrong and Aldrin spent 21 hours, 36 minutes on the lunar surface at a site they named Tranquility Base before lifting off to rejoin Columbia in lunar orbit. Apollo 11 was launched by a Saturn V rocket from Kennedy Space Center on Merritt Island, Florida, on July 16 at 1332 UTC. And it was the fifth crewed mission of NASA's Apollo program. The Apollo spacecraft had three parts, a command module, CM, with a cabin for the three astronauts, the only part that returned to Earth, a service module, SM, which supported the command module with propulsion, electrical power, oxygen, and water, and a lunar module, LM, that had two stages, a descent stage for landing on the moon and an ascent stage to place the astronauts back into lunar orbit. After being sent to the moon by the Saturn V's third stage, the astronauts separated the spacecraft from it and traveled for 3 days until they entered lunar orbit. Armstrong and Aldrin then moved into Eagle and landed in the Sea of Tranquility on July 20. The astronauts used Eagle's ascent stage to lift off from the lunar surface and rejoin Collins in the command module. They jettisoned Eagle before they performed the maneuvers that propelled Columbia out of the last of its 30 lunar orbits onto a trajectory back to Earth. They returned to Earth and splashed down in the Pacific Ocean on July 24 after more than 8 days in space. Armstrong's first step onto the lunar surface was broadcast on live TV to a worldwide audience. He described the event as one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. Apollo 11 effectively ended the space race and fulfilled a national goal proposed in 1961 by President John F. Kennedy, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 044 UTC on Monday, July 20, 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Apollo 11. This podcast is produced by Abosme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDPod on Twitter. Abosme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ivy Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.